Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Peter?
Yeah, who's this?
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few
Yeah.
questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40.
40, okay. That's a lifetime. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
My what?
Your primary branch of the trade, meaning
Oh,
cement
bricklayer.
mason, bricklayer, okay.
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, thank you so much. On the job, on the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, an apprentice, journeyman or level mechanic, or a foreman?
Journeyman.
Journeyman, okay. Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Nope, I'm
No.
actually unemployed right now, laid
All
off.
right. I see. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Usually 2 months, 2, 3 months a year.
Okay, so would you say 5 to 12 weeks, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes or no, how you find it necessary to work on a in any non-union contract? With any non-union contractors over the past year.
No, it's not allowed.
All right. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, about the same number as there were this time last year?
Same.
Same, all right. And let's talk about union. Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer construction union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Same.
Same, all right. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Yes, there are enough. Okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes or no,
I
have you...
work in Rhode Island. I belong to Bricklayers Allied Crafts Local 3,
Okay.
Austin.
Have
I
you
don't
ever...
belong to Connecticut.
All right. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know. No.
Don't know. Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
Yeah.
The best of your knowledge, sir.
I have no idea what's coming down the pike in the future. Why don't you ask Joe Biden?
All right. Don't know is a fair answer, sir. Don't know is a fair answer. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Does not look promising. Does not look good.
So get worse, perhaps? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about? Could it be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, the COVID-19, dust and air quality, or you have no real safety concerns?
I have no safety concerns.
No safety concern. Very well. Moving on, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
In person.
Person. Thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No, it's not my job.
All right. In the last 12 months, had you participated in any picketing?
No.
Had you participated in any political canvassing?
No.
No. Okay, moving on. Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Regularly, thank you. Changing subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources. From the one you use, you are most likely to get your news from, to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Just give me a hand organizing this news sources, local TV news, cable news, friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers. Which one is your main source of news of the ones I just mentioned?
Cable news.
Cable news, very well. And after cable news, which one will be the second most used news source? Local TV, friends, radio, internet, or newspapers?
Internet.
Internet and social media, okay. And at the internet and social media, would you be most likely to use the local TV, friends and neighbors, radio, or newspapers?
I don't understand the question.
We are trying to organize the news sources from the one you use the most to the one you use the least. You said your main source of news
is cable news,
internet.
Cable news, internet, friends.
Okay. Friends, local TV, radio, or newspapers?
Local TV.
Okay.
Radio and newspapers, yeah.
Radio, okay. So finally, newspapers. Thank you, sir. This one is always a pain, but let's move on. Almost done. Which cable network is your preferred news source? Could it be MSNBC,
Newsmax.
CNN? Newsmax. Okay. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor union, the environment, jobs and the economy, health care, foreign affairs, immigration, education, or something else?
Immigration.
Immigration, okay. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal financial construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yeah, of course.
A lot? Have you heard a lot? Some or a little?
It's an old act. Davis-Bacon is prevailing wage, right?
Yes, it related to wages, yes. But do you know a lot about it, some about it, or just a little?
I don't know, just a little.
A little, very well. Moving on. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very, very,
very important.
Very important.
All right.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wages protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think they're both crooks.
So what?
I think they should be both taken out and strung up by the nearest tree.
Okay. So, in other words, you don't believe any of them is supporting it strongly enough? The Davis-Bacon Act? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I said, yeah.
Oh, so it's neither then?
Neither one of them.
All right. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Auto Workers, UAW.
And Yeah, would you say you're supporting much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more, thank you. Please indicate if you approve, disapprove, or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Please qualify his job as president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
And would that be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
You can very strongly disapprove.
Very strongly, okay. The job he has done on the economy, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly. These strongly. Are all strongly. There's nothing right. I think this guy has done right.
Healthcare?
Nothing.
Healthcare?
Nope. Strongly disapprove.
Immigration?
Very strongly disapprove. In fact, it borders treason.
All right. Support for labor unions?
Yes.
Strongly disapprove as well?
Joe Biden's support for unions?
Yes. If you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
I disapprove.
Strongly as well?
Yes.
Yeah. And just one more. Do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
Oh, absolutely. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Moving on, sir. Wrapping things up. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to
vote?
Almost certain?
Yes, certain to vote.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Trump. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful, sir? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It's good.
Good. All right. Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. Thank you, sir.
I think they could do better in some things. Some
areas. All right. Yes, now you got the chance. How could the union best improve its representation and service? What can they do, sir, in your own words?
Apply the Davis-Bacon Act in red states.
In red states, okay.
There's only a few states that adhere to the Davis-Bacon. And the rest of the country, they ruin the unions in down south.
Okay.
Act
on red states, you said.
Huh?
Yeah, on red states, right? That's what you said. Apply.
Yeah, southern states. Most southern states don't have prevailing wage.
All right. Let me amend that. Southern. Okay. Anything you would like to add?
Believe it or not.
Well, I have
entered. It's the cities that are blue. But they're the highest paying. I don't know why. I can't figure it out.
All right. I think they should apply the Davis-Bacon Act on southern states more. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. I think they're doing an overall good job.
All right.
I would like to see more union.
All right. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Prevailing wage jobs, for union jobs. Davis Bacon jobs, you know? I mean,
try to get more
private sector work. The bricklayers need more work. We need more work for sure.
So you're saying that they should try more to get more federally financed projects for the union?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Brick and block are going out of style. Nobody's really building with brick and block anymore, you know? Private work is non-existent. Most of it is all federally or state funded.
Just one moment. I think they should try to get more federally financed jobs for the union. Okay. That's good enough, sir?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on. Let's start wrapping things up. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? And on the job site, union meetings, email, text, or regular mail?
All of the above.
But the preferred one, the one that you really prefer to receive your news on?
Job site.
Job site, all right. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, couple times a year, four or more times a year?
Monthly.
So it's four or more times a year then. All right.
Yeah, every month they send out a magazine.
Okay. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes, wrapping things up. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Independent.
And being independent, do you think yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
More conservative, Republican.
Republican. Thank you. You also make sure we have a representative sample. What is your race, please?
White.
Thank you, sir.
Caucasian.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Finally,
American. How's that?
Yes, sir. All
is that a race yet? Are we a race? American race? Do we get to be a race? When do we get to be a race?
I don't know. I don't get to make the classifications. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Peter.
It was a pleasure speaking to you, Peter. Have a good night. Thank you for your valuable time and your participation.
And now you work, do you work for the BAC? Who do you work for?
No. The name of the company is Opinion Research. It's a national opinion research company, and we are running the survey on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Aircraft Workers. So.
Okay.